Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us here. All those listening on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Melez. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person this day. For those who are able, we encourage you here at Relevant Radio to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. The Mass for today is for Friday of the third week of Easter. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and divinity, and wisdom and strength and honor. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belong to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias. Come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine, to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house, laying his hands on him, and said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The word of the Lord.
Go
out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. glorify him, all you peoples. Well, to all. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Well, to all the world, and tell the good news. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was thinking the other day about my time in seminary, which was a wonderful time. It seemed to kind of slog along as I was going, but then you look back and it kind of went very, very quickly. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of different personalities. There's a lot of different characters that sort of come together, of course, because they feel the Lord is calling them to the priesthood. And I had a lot of good close friends, which I still remain in contact with. You know, I was friends with this one because we shared a common interest here. This one, we had a shared a common interest there, so on and so forth. But I did have one friend that I sort of referred to as the technical friend. And I say technical not in the sense of sort of technology, but this is the sort of stuff he would do. Sort of be like, I get done with my last final, the semester would be done. Like, oh, feels so good to be done with the semester. Be like, well, technically, the semester doesn't get done until Sunday. It's like, oh, okay. My last final's done. Yes, I guess it goes to that date, but that kind of guy. It's like, oh, what a nice, you know, kind of summer day. Well, technically, it's not summer until June 21st or whatever it is, right? That kind of guy, it's like, all right. The reason he came to mind is because of our first reading today. We have this wonderful conversion story of Saul. And whenever you see this normally depicted, it usually shows him on the ground. There's a horse, right? He fell off the horse. He would often have to remind us, well, technically, as you heard, if you did, doesn't say anything about a horse, all right? Now, we can infer these things. It's not crucial for our salvation whether or not Saul was on a horse, okay? But he was one of those guys, well, technically speaking, all right, well, so on and so forth. But it's such a beautiful passage, we don't get lost in the weeds, because arguably, this might be the greatest conversion story the church has ever seen. Because here we have Saul, once again, breathing murderous threats against those that follow Jesus, trying to capture them, bring them back in chains back to Jerusalem, consenting to the martyrdom of Stephen, doing all these things, completely change because of his interaction and his encounter with Jesus. Goes from doing all those things, encounters the Lord, knows he's real, experiences him, and totally changes. Healed by him, is baptized, and then begins to preach in the name. It's a rather profound conversion story. Perhaps some of us can think there's people in our lives, boy, they could really use a conversion story like this. They could really use an encounter with Jesus like this that would really change their lives. And for whatever reason, though, the Lord did this for Saul. I think because we heard this line, because he's a chosen instrument of mine. God was calling him to a very particular task, a very important task, as the church was coming about, to preach the name of Jesus to the Gentiles, to those that were outside the Israelite family, the Jewish family, the recognition that the call of Jesus, the relationship with him, wasn't confined anymore to a chosen people, but everybody was. And it was up to them whether or not they choose to follow the Lord. But that was his call. That was his vocation. This upcoming weekend, it's the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. That we pray for all those who the Lord is calling, in particular to a religious vocation, to hear that call and to say yes. I'm the vocation director for the diocese, so it's kind of the waters I swim in. But I'm very much looking forward to it because I know the importance of prayer, the power of prayer, that we turn to our Heavenly Father asking him for these needs that we have. And I would say arguably one of the greatest needs is that for those whom he's calling to the priesthood, to hear that and to say yes. And why? Because of our gospel for today. These last couple of days, we've been hearing from John 6, as I'm sure you know, referred to as the Bread of Life Discourses, really at the heart of our Catholic faith. That Jesus says these very profound words, these sort of troubling words, as we heard at the beginning. The Jews quarreled among themselves, trying to make sense of, well, how are we going to eat his flesh? How are we going to drink his blood? For us as Catholics, of course, we know the answer is that of the Eucharist. Because it truly is his flesh, his body. That truly is his blood that we consume into ourselves. How important that is that the Lord shows us the way that he remains with us and that of the Eucharist. And how does that come to us? It's through the Holy Priesthood. This is why it's such a great need. We need Jesus. We need the Eucharist. And how to receive it? It's through the priesthood. And so you think like, oh, well, you're saying this because it's your job, I suppose. But I'm also doing this from a selfish standpoint as well. Yes, I can confect the Eucharist, which is what I'm doing. I love doing. But I oftentimes remind the faithful, whenever the Lord calls me to come to be with him, hopefully, when I'm lying on my deathbed, I don't anoint myself. I don't forgive the sin. I don't hear my own confession. I need a priest just as much as anybody else does. And so I encourage you today, as we go into this weekend as well, though, it's maybe a part of your daily prayers already, but to pray. Lord, those whom you're calling, help them to hear it. Maybe it's as profound a call as it was for Saul. Perhaps it's a very subtle, very quiet. But for those whom the Lord is, in particular to the priesthood, that they hear it and they say yes to it. And why? So we have Jesus. So we have the Eucharist. So we have our church. As ever, as we're nourished here on earth, it prepares us for heaven, where we desire to go, because that's where Jesus is, and we desire to be with him. And so we stand together, recognizing the power of prayer. We humbly present to our Heavenly Father this, our prayers and needs. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he may remain strong in spirit and health in his service to the Church and the world, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For those who are away from the Church, that they may feel the call of the Lord to return to Mass and the sacraments, we pray to the Lord. For all families, that they will entrust themselves to the Holy Family in order to strengthen the foundation of our society, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary tomorrow, in thanksgiving for his service to the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we come before you grateful for the gift of the Eucharist, your Son's body and blood we are called to receive, we ask that you send us more priests. Help us remain close to you. Hear these our prayers and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. For of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. For the divine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice from your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant
Radio. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Crucified is risen from the dead, and he has redeemed us. Alleluia. This time we make the act of spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen.
Body of Christ.
That was your voice.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. We continue to offer our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival happening within our country. And we pray, my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, and reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.